Art Paul's Slosher is known on State Street in Madison's downtown, where crowds gather around and laugh at his silly original songs, sometimes requesting their favorites from him, like I Ate the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy.
I ate the poppin' fresh doughboy. He tasted so good. You might think, well, isn't that cannibalism? But I bet if you were hungry, you would.
Except for his guitar and kazoo, Slosher cuts a fairly nondescript figure, although he's about 6 feet tall. His face features big, innocent-looking blue eyes and straight, sandy hair. Over the last decade and a half, Slosher's become something of a local institution, even selling self-released albums featuring his countless compositions, including these three.
The shortest song I ever wrote. 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 This one's even shorter. This one's even shorter. Even shorter. One note.
And Slosher's achieved a little bit of national visibility by getting his songs on the syndicated comedy music radio program The Dr. Demento Show, and he made one brief appearance on MTV. Now he's just released a new CD, Smile, You're on Candid Camera, with both of the last words spelled with K's. Like his other 20-some albums, it has the silly songs, but it features a somewhat higher level of musicianship, and also some recent forays into more serious stuff, like I Heard You Just Had a Baby.
Well, be careful what you do. Yeah, she's gonna imitate you. So you got to be a good example.
Some people like Slosher's new direction, but some, even a friend of his, say he should stick to his funny, naive pieces. But he's not letting that get him down. In fact, not much does get him down. Slosher's strikingly positive outlook on life has helped him become one of the happiest people you'll meet. And it's not like he hasn't had some pain in his past. In high school, he says he was addicted to marijuana. And before that, his childhood wasn't always easy either.
When I was a kid, I was teased a lot. Because I cried, and also because I had trouble talking. I did talk kind of funny, and my dad had trouble understanding what I was saying. So at first, I didn't pronunciate the words like I do now.
By the way, Slosher says he finally learned to enunciate by listening to, of all people, Mick Jagger and Bob Dylan.
Well, look at their songs. They don't mumble them. Bob Dylan says, how many roads must a man walk down? Before that, I mumbled, and I was going, yes.
Slosher still occasionally has trouble saying some words clearly, and State Street passers-by sometimes wonder if he has something on the order of a learning disability. Slosher says he's never had any such diagnosis. Still, strangers who begin to engage him in lengthy conversations are sometimes surprised to discover his unmistakably philosophical bent. But the misperception doesn't seem to bother Slosher much either, and you won't find him wallowing in misunderstanding or pain in his music. He's more likely to extol the good things in life.
And chocolate, and good dreams, and then there's mothers. Yeah, mothers are sweet, mothers are nice, they help you, they give you good advice, and they make you cookies.
Even in the subdued mood of the week following the September 11th terrorist attacks, Slosher could be seen belting out I Like My Mother to a crowd at a State Street bar.
Like my mother.
Aside from focusing on life's positives, Slosher credits his happiness to three main things. He manages to support himself with the job he loves, being a street musician. Another thing that's made him happy his whole life is his strong Christian faith. And the last main thing making Slosher happy these days is that 3 months ago, at age 42, he married the love of his life, Robin. They're already expecting a kid. To top it all off, Slosher says he's already sold almost 10 copies of his new album, which is available in Madison stores or by contacting him personally. And of course, he'll keep performing on State Street.
Yeah, I don't want to find Waldo. The whole thing's just a laugh. He's stood up on the wrong end. Compass. He stood up. Brought along a map.
Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.